Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, he came on this show just over 12 months ago and teased us. At that time, he said, oh, retirement's not far away. I'm an old bloke. But then he's kept going. But then I got a text this morning from Jeff Lloyd. Welcome, Jeff.
Hello, Andrew. How are you, mate?
I'm well, mate. You've made the decision that you've only got a few weeks to go?
Yes, I have, Andrew. It's been on the cards probably most of the season that I'll try and ride out this whole season and then give it some thought again. And I just feel that the time's right. You know, there's a few things that sort of come into my life at the end of last season, things that changed around with my son and made me change my mind to think, well, timing wasn't right. And fortunately, managed to have another good season. But, I think the time, I'm feeling that it's the right time now, yeah.
Has it been, I know the Suns are very important to you. We know that already down at Lindsay Park in Victoria is Jayden. Do you really want to be around them when they start riding, Jeff? Has that been a part of your thoughts?
Yeah, it always has been. You know, it just sort of fits in that I've managed to ride this long. I didn't think, obviously, you don't think you're going to be able to ride at this level, at this age. And fortunately, I've been able to, and it sort of worked out that, I don't know, Jayden will be starting probably, you know, well, towards the end of this season, maybe the beginning of next, but he's not far off starting, so obviously the timing's come right that I can spend more time with him down there. Obviously, I've still got my family here, but it's just nice too that I know I'm not committed here, and I can come and go as I want once I've stopped.
So when is that stop going to happen?
13th, I've made it 13th of July in my last meeting. It's a Saturday, and I'm going to Chad Schofield's wedding the following Friday in Koh Samui, and I'm just thought, you know, I could come back and ride the last week of the season, but I, you know, to go away and then just come back for a week, I'd have to look after my weight, you know, while I'm away. So I just thought I'll do it just before we go. So yeah, it'll be the 13th of July.
So you're right all the through the carnival. Hopefully a few more couple of group winners and go out with a bang. You mentioned with Jayden down at Lindsay Park. I was talking to them after you text me this morning, and I think he's around 7 or 8 trials from getting the tick, hopefully, to start riding. And they're certainly excited about using him from, you know, the start of the new season.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's ready to get going. David Hayes and Tom have said that they feel he's ready to get going. They're happy to, you know, push him on. I was thinking he was going to, you know, take a little bit longer, but he's done really well in his trials, and they obviously very happy with what they're seeing. I think he's doing very well for where he's at. And he would have finished them. He had 11 trials last Monday, but they cancelled the trials through rain. So he's been, you know, it's just been put back another couple of weeks, which is great. He can, you know, the more practice he gets, the better. But yeah, he's done really well up there, and I'm proud of him. He's working hard apparently, and looking forward to the next chapter. And hopefully Zach will, you know, follow a couple of years later.
They tell me Zach's, I think, 15, but he only weighs 32 kg there, Jeff. He's made to be a jockey.
Yeah, he is. He's he's very fortunate, to have, probably have my build and probably go through life without having too much of a weight problem, which is probably why I lasted so long in the game. So, it's a big plus if you've got that on your side. So, and, you know, he seems to love it as well, as I've said before.
Yeah, fantastic. Jeff, you lead the Brisbane Premiership, 74 winners at this stage, Brad Stewart at 42. You're very close in the overall Queensland Premiership and things like that. There'll be time for you to reminisce, I know, before July 13, but you must be going to look back and think 40 years, South Africa, Mauritius, here in Sydney, Hong Kong and Queensland for the last 6 or 7 years, mate. It's, I know you've had your injuries and you've battled through those, mate, but you must think back and think, gee, I've had a pretty good time majority of this.
Yes, I think that's why it's been pretty hard to give up, because I've had a great career and it's still going, you know, and you keep pushing yourself a little harder. I've had a lot of injuries. I've had a couple of falls again this season. You know, I had a bad fall halfway through the year. And, you know, it takes its toll when you're a bit older. It takes you a bit longer to heal again. But I do look back and I am very proud of what I've achieved in the game and how far I've gone. And it's not going to be sad to say goodbye. It's going to be emotional, I think, for everybody, for my family. But I think we all agree that, well, we all knew it was going to come.
Yeah.
I think the timing couldn't be better.
Yeah, understand. I can hear it in your voice now that you've now that you've made the decision. I think you're more relieved, aren't you?
I am, I think, and my wife too. She spent with me coming home. You know, you feel good one, and it does get tougher and harder as you get older. And every season, last 5, probably 10 years, you know, you sort of think, wonder if I can do one more, and it does emotionally get more tiring, and because your body takes a lot more strain and stress, and it's also trying to convince owners and trainers that you're still riding well enough to put you to, you know, for them to use you. And that's also a challenge in its own, because, you know, at this age, you probably, it is a dangerous sport, and it's very, you know, you've got to have your wits about you at all times. And, that's something you've got to always also through to your owners and trainers, that they've got the confidence to use you. So I'm very proud that I've finished off winning premiership again, and I can leave with, you know, I'm proud, I'm happy with what I've achieved. So, yeah, no regrets.
Understand. Great words there, Jeff. Just before I let you go, mate, you got rides today at the Sunny Coast and then you back up Carnival tomorrow at Doomben. Maybe from within, maybe the best chance tomorrow?
Yeah, she's at one of those real high-tempo races, and she's in the middle. It's going to depend in the first furlong and a half. Just the way it's been, but she's good on these short tracks, and thousands of her go, and she's a good filly. But look, it's a very real tough race, and it's all going to really depend on how it all unfolds, I suppose.
Yeah. Understand. Well, mate, we thank you for coming on. We'll do it again before you get to July 13, but thank you for thinking of me this morning, and I reckon the kids will be happy, and I reckon the wife will be happy too at home.
I'm not too sure about that. She'll be looking to find me another job quickly, I think.
You'll be right. She'll look after you, mate. Good luck over the next couple of days, Jeff.
All right. Cheers, mate. Thank you.